Hello, friends. Welcome to a new edition of our English language program. Today is Friday, February the 22nd, 2018, and here in Rai, Argentina, to the world, we bring you, as usual, the updated news in this very, 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 very happy day. On the one hand, because it's Friday, and of course we are at the doors of a merited weekend, but besides, because it's DX special, yes, for all of you who follow us through the short waves of WRMI, which, by the way, let me remind you that you can do so from 2 to 3 UTC time, from Tuesdays through Saturdays on the frequency of 9,395. For all of you then, let's go back to who follow us through the short waves of RAE, this is special because this is a practically de-exist program, this DX special. And besides, we will be also sharing another special space about the Equatorial Guinea. And, of course, music. We have some music for today. So, let's enjoy it, by the way. Okay, let's start then right away with the news. Drag seizure at the Argentine-Russian embassy leads to arrests. A former Russian diplomatic official of an Argentine police officer were among those arrested in connection with the seizure of a large cocaine shipment at the Russian embassy in Buenos Aires that prompted a year-long investigation into an international drug ring. The shipment included 12 suitcases found at the School of Russian Embassy in Argentina. A year ago, the Russian ambassador himself reported irregularities at his embassy. The border police searched the place and seized the drug. One of the suspects was an Argentine policeman of Russian origin whose expertise of the language had opened the doors to negotiate at different levels. The whole operation, known as the 12 Queens, took a year to be disclosed, and an undercover operation was needed to bring it to light. But finally, a Russian official involved in the smuggling made a wrong maneuver to take the drug outside the place and was caught red-handed. The whole operation ended with four people arrested, among them the accountant at the Russian embassy in Argentina. The Argentine Biofuel Chamber, known as Carbio, considered the American decision against the Argentine biodiesel absolutely arbitrary and illegal. The ruling by the U.S. Department of Trade confirmed anti-dumping rights of 75% for the biodiesel. The decision is against the good negotiating will expressed by President Trump in the past towards Argentina. This anti-dumping ride ratified the end of the American market for at least 5 years with a quite high impact on the Argentine soy exports, said Luis Subizarreta, the president of Carbio. Although the decision will become in force next April, the Argentine exports of biofuel have already been blocked by the setting up of compensatory rights. The Argentine government must continue working in defense of biodiesel and advance in the World Trade Organization to revert these measures as soon as possible, said Subizarreta. Relatives of the victims of the AMIA terrorist attack requested justice to call the Interpol former head, Roral Noble, for investigation on the alleged cover-up of the attack through the signature of the Memorandum of Understanding between Argentina and Iran. Moreover, they also requested the justice to examine a mail sent by Noble to former Foreign Minister Timerman that the latter had used to justify his word that Argentina had never requested the lifting of the red alerts of Interpol on the Iranian suspects. The agro-industry ministry of the province of Buenos Aires reported that businessmen from the province plan to set up two biomass energy plants in the districts of General Alvear and Saladillo, with a total investment of $16 million. Two plants run by the company Richillo, a winner of the Renovar 2 program, dependent on the Ministry of Energy and Mining. The works are part of the Provincial Bioeconomy Plan, whose objective is to foster the development of bioenergy projects. The British governor, at the Malvinas Islands, Nigel Phillips, reported that Goose Green had become the first spot in the Malvinas Islands to be declared free from the landmines planted by the Argentine military during the 1982 war, and which started to be removed 8 years ago. During the last 35 years since the 1982 war that left 649 Argentine fatalities and 255 British, there were a few accidents. The mine clearance allowed the recovery of the beaches and the return of tourism, as well as the recovery of pasture land for animals in other places. Goose Green, the far eastern island close to Darwin, is the second most important settlement of the islands. In 2004, the Kirchnerist administration attempted to approach a joint work with the British to clear the mines, but to no avail, so the British continued alone by hiring experts from Zimbabwe. The Argentine decision can be considered a great mistake, since the convention about the prohibition of anti-personnel mines obliges both parties to the conflict to remove the mines. Industrial production expanded by 1% in 2017, with a good performance of the fields of construction, minerals, non-metallic and basic industries, said the Argentine Industrial Union, known as UIA. The entity trusts that in 2018 the industrial growth will reach 2 to 3%, although the level of employment will not vary much. This week, at the Spanish ambassador's residence in Madrid, there was a meeting between the Spanish finance minister and his Argentine peer, Nicolás Duyovne, to discuss the trade relations between both countries. During the meeting, Duyovne assured the attendants that Argentina has a plan to grow for decades and thus pave the way for Spanish investments and the next visit in April of the Spanish head of government, Mariano Rajoy, to Buenos Aires. Duyovne also showed quite optimistic towards the celebration of the European Union-Mercosur free trade agreement in the immediate future. A survey held by the Venezuelan universities about life conditions in the country showed that the people lost an average of 11 kilos during 2017 due to the lack of food that affects the country. The survey was held on 6,168 households from July to September and before the country fell into hyperinflation. The report indicates that 61% of the people had gone to bed still hungry for lack of food. 78% cannot get products of the basic basket because they are not available, and 90% cannot afford enough food to eat. Since 2003, the country has suffered of a dangerous currency exchange control. The country that normally imported 60 to 70% of its consumption products was falling into lack of purchasing power, lack of food and medical drugs, and hyperinflation. In 2016, Victor Bushov photographed the explosion of a supernova of the spiral galaxy NGC 613, 70 million light-years from the Earth. CONICET, scientists and international collaborators published the discovery in Nature this week. The moment of the stellar explosion occurred 70 million of light-years away. Victor Busso, a locksmith and amateur of the study of the sky, was the first man to register the birth of a supernova. That's to say, the explosion occurred at the end of the life of the largest stars. The Argentine 500 pesos note bearing the image of the Jaguarete was selected as the best of the world among those issued in 2006 and obtained the Spanish Nexonum Prize, reported the Argentine Central Bank. Besides the mentioned prize, the same paper note received the Latinum Premium to the best Latin American paper note 2015-2016, and in 2017 it was chosen second of the four best notes by the International Banknote Society that awarded the artistic merit, design and use of color and security measures. Moreover, the 200 pesos note with the image of the southern whale was also awarded the Latinum Prize 2016-17 to the best Latin American paper note. And this was the news, friends, here in RAI, Argentina to the World, with the technical operation of Marcelo Cruz and the voice of your host, Miriam Turcula.
RAI, Argentina to the World, reminds you that as from last April and every Friday, we've included a special broadcast in all our 8 languages to our listeners. Every Friday, in the 8 languages broadcast by RAI, Argentina to the World, we air our DX special, written by our friend and DXist Arnaldo Slang. And as from May, RAI Argentina to the World broadcasts the English programs on the short waves of WRMI Miami International Radio on the frequency of 9,395 kHz, 31 meters band, from Tuesdays through Saturdays, from 1 to 2 a.m. UTC time. The reception reports sent to us via electronic or regular mail will be confirmed by a numbered special QSL card.
Esto es una tormenta. Esto es el fin de nuestra confusión. La rara ocasión. Quiero saber. Si ves, quiero saber si ves cada acción que haga por ti. Estas no son drogas, no me hacen dormir. Y el primer verano se acerca. Quiero saber si ves y sientes el golpe que veo venir. Después de tu corazón. todas las historias que conté por ti. Llegó el primer verano, estamos mano a mano. Quiero saber si ves, quiero saber si ves y sientas el golpe que veo.
Friends, we've been making a lot of noise on the shortwaves lately. Letters, mails, and reception reports flooded our office this week. Let me remind you that the reason is that we are back on the shortwaves through WRMI, Miami International Radio. So if you want to write to us and send us your reception report, you can do so to our regular mail. P.O. Box 555, zip code 1000, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Or to our email address, conexionrae@radionacional.gov.ar. Or to our website, www.rae.com.ar. In it, and at the bottom of the page, you'll find a special menu where you'll be able to write about your opinion or suggestions, or your doubts, or any question you may have. You can also find us in Facebook in Conexión RAE, or in Twitter in @ConexiónRAE. In case of reception reports, please do send them as MP3 or video. If a video, you can load it in YouTube and just send us the link. Our acknowledgement will reach you in a special numbered QSL card.
DX, an unknown distance. Sounds, images, words traveling around the world in order to bring us closer together. DXO's Special. Communication with feeling. Saturday on RAE, Argentina to the world.
Friends, welcome to our DX special, the program that is aired every Friday through the short waves of RAI Argentina to the world. Nowadays, relayed by WRMI in Miami International. Let me remind you, yes, the ways to get in touch with us, to listen to our program, or to send us your reception report. That is, you can do so to dx@raiargentina.com. Or, as it was used in the past, by mail, the traditional mail, yes, to the post office box 555, zip code 1000, Buenos Aires, Argentina. You know, RAI Argentina to the World modified us from last January the 8th, their broadcasting schedule on the short waves through the WRMI International Radio. Therefore, we offer our QSL card in answer to your reception report. Now, the updated broadcasting schedule, as it appears in our website, is as follows. English, it goes... The times I'll mention will be all of them UTC time. Then, English goes from 2 to 3, from Tuesdays through Saturdays, on the frequency of 9,395, to North America. Japanese, from 8 to 9 a.m., of course, from Mondays through Fridays, on the frequency of 9,455, to North America, West, and Asia. Chinese, it goes from 9 to 10 a.m., from Mondays through Fridays, on the frequency of 9,455, also North America, West North America, and Asia. Portuguese, it goes on the air from 12, that is midday, to 1 p.m., from Mondays through Fridays, on the frequency of 9,955, to Latin America. German, 7 to 8 p.m., from Mondays through Fridays, on the frequency of 9,395, to North America and Europe. Italian, from 8 to 9 p.m., Mondays through Fridays, on 9,395, also North America and Europe. Spanish, from 10 to 11 p.m., from Mondays through Fridays, on 5,950, to Latin America. And finally, friends, French, from 11 to midnight, from Mondays through Fridays, on 7,780 to North America and Europe. We will greatly appreciate your help in spreading this information and hope your messages and especially your reception reports with the technical details let us know about the quality of our broadcasting. Send us your reception reports and you will get, as an answer, our QS special numbered. Yes? And now, yes, let's start with our DX news for the week. Shortly ago, Radio Kuwait, with its general service, resumed its shortwave broadcasts. It can be heard as from 7:37 UTC on 15,515 kHz with 250 kilowatts power in Arabic and through AM.
Available in the Institutes of Public Administration and Administrative Development. Several meetings were held between officials, as well as seminars and training workshops, in addition to the exchange of experiences. An award for institutional excellence was established for the Public Administration Institutes and Administrative Development in PCC.
The The HCJB station, Voice of the Andes, can be heard Musbrunn in Austria with 100 kilowatts power in Russian and Chechenian on 11,900 hertz on Saturdays. Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, or SLBC in its English acronym, has been reported on 9,720 kHz from 11:15 to 12:15 from Sri Lanka in Hindi, Malayan and Tamil. The Religious Broadcasting Lutheran World Federation, also known as the Voice of Gospel, can be heard from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on 9,800 kHz in Fulfuldi, spoken in Eastern Africa by the Fulani group.
Gordon Serial is something in the ability to harm their broadcast sanctity in the Islam and harm the support in Joyland.
And in Argentina, France, the Argentine company Satellite Solutions Corporation, known as ARSAT, is the state-run satellite company that owns the operational and marketing rights of the country's geostationary positions. The company offers telecommunication services through land, air, and space infrastructures. It is the first state-run company that obtained the LEED certificate for its sustainable building. The certificate is granted to those constructions that abide by the standards established by the United States Green Building Council for the protection of the environment through the saving of electric energy and drinkable water. To meet the requirements of sustainability established by the American entity, ARSAT refurbished one of its buildings in the locality of Benavides in the province of Buenos Aires, where the company has its land station and administration that houses 550 people. At present, the company keeps two geostationary satellites in orbit, which by covering the whole of Latin America, offer services of internet, telephone and TV, apart from the possibility of data transport. Let's now travel to Peru, where the Transport and Communication Ministry revealed that more than 70% of the Peruvian districts already have a FM radio service, modulated frequency. In 2017, the number of authorized broadcasting stations grew by 539. The localities of Amaibamba in Cusco, Caniare, Huaynacachan, and Oroncoy in Ayacucho, located in the area of direct intervention of the river valleys Apurimac, Eni, and Montaro, have already been channeled and wait for the new broadcasters. We move to Uruguay now. Radio Colonia is at risk of going off despite the efforts of their executives. The workers express themselves trying to find a solution. Time ago, the station had a purchase power by the Argentine businessman Daniel Haddad, who wanted to incorporate it into the group he leads. But some Uruguayan rules about the granting of waves made the operation impossible. The radio station always had a large audience in Buenos Aires. CW1 Radio Colonia was born in the locality of Colonia del Sacramento in 1933 on 550 kHz of the modulated amplitude, with the name Radio Popular. 7 years later, was rebaptized as Radio Colonia. Thank you.
noticias propias de nuestro departamento de prensa y de las agencias France Press, Associated Press, TELAM y DPA, con Ariel Delgado, la voz de las noticias.
Buenas noches, amigos. Aquí las primeras informaciones para este boletín. Hay más informaciones para este boletín.
And this way, friends, we've come to the end of our DX special of today, Friday, February the 23, 2018. My best wishes to all of you and kind 73.
RAE, Argentina to the World, has a new way to approach its audience in the States. We talk of Audio Now, which will let you enjoy our programs live in English or Spanish, on your mobile or landline. Please phone free 641-552-8099 and join us. RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Stories of the Bicentennial, Equatorial Guinea, the Argentine province in Africa. Equatorial Guinea is the smallest and the only Spanish-speaking African country in the sub-Saharan continent. Many of its native tribes, such as the Congos, were decimated between the 16th and the 18th centuries by the slave traders.
Turin pero puato tita mole. Tu es que alele, catu pura isao, isaura lele. Ay, a besar.
Guinea Equatorial, oficialmente República de Guinea Equatorial.
Equatorial Guinea is one of the smallest countries in the region, with 1,622 inhabitants. It was a Spanish colony that achieved its independence in 1968. It is the only African country whose official language is Spanish, spoken by over 80% of the population. The country's wealth depends on oil. Theodore Obiang has been ruling the country since 1979. At present, signaled by the international world for having one of the weakest human rights policies, Equatorial Guinea was an overseas territory dependent on the Viceroyalty of the River Plate, from the Spanish Empire heyday till the May Revolution of 1810, administered from Buenos Aires. How did the Viceroyalty own this overseas territory? The land had been a Portuguese colony before being transferred to Spain in 1778 through the El Pardo Treaty, a moment of weakness of Portugal plus the papal mediation benefited the Spaniards, who received territories at both sides of the River Plate and the Atlantic Ocean. The treaty put an end to long-dated territorial disputes between those European kingdoms arising from the unfulfillment of the previous agreement, the famous Tordesillas Treaty. Special focus lay on the southern end of America in face of the Portuguese advance towards the littoral region of the Eastern Missions, today's Uruguay and parts of Paraguay. The National Radio and TV Service of Equatorial Guinea carried out a study.
Marzo de 1778, Tratado de El Pardo.
In March 1778, Portugal granted Spain the sovereignty of the Fernando do Po Island, today's Fernando Poo's Island, and the right of trade of the Western African coastline in exchange of the Catalina Island and Colonia de Sacramento in South America. The territories covered an extension of 300,000 square kilometers at both sides of the ocean. The decision made Spanish Brigadier Felipe de los Santos Toro and Freire leave from the port of Montevideo to take possession of the territories of the Guinea Gulf on behalf of Spain, and as part of the Viceroyalty of the River Plate, with its capital city in the then Buenos Aires village. The appointed king's representative, viceroy for the territories of the River Plate, was Don Pablo Ceballos.
Yeah. Territorial possession was a key element for the Spaniards above all, because slave trade was the main trade in the South Atlantic. The Portuguese Navy companies alone traded more than 50,000 Guineas held by the Benga people who raided the inside of the Guinean territory. The new Spanish conquest was administered from Buenos Aires, similarly to the Malvinas Islands, with very few Spaniards representing the colony and almost wrapped in oblivion. With the May Revolution in 1810, the African province was not even taken into consideration, when the territories integrated into the Viceroyalty of the River Plate had to be listed. Nor did any sort of information reach the colony with the declaration of the new government. The Buenos Aires City revolutionaries considered the Guinea lands as provinces to be granted to other foreign powers or annexed to other viceroyalties that still exercised their powers. The most clear example of this thought was personified by military man Carlos María de Alvear, who believed that Buenos Aires and the provinces in the littoral region, Entre Ríos, Corrientes, and Misiones, should be unified under the French or English domain, while the other territories should be handed in to the Portuguese, such as the Eastern Band. Finally, with the Declaration of Independence in 1816, the overseas province of Equatorial Guinea was definitely eliminated from the map of the old Viceroyalty. Later on, with the progressive expulsion of the Spaniards from all over America, the Spanish crown focused on the African territory again. After endless skirmishes between British and Spanish armies to preserve the territory, in 1845, the Queen of Spain, Isabel II, passed an order that authorized the transfer to the region of all the free blacks and mulattoes from Cuba who voluntarily wished to. There were thousands of them who returned to Africa from the Cuban island. Years later, the Spaniards turned the island in the archipelago into jails for political prisoners. The main exploitations were wood and cacao, in farms administered by religious orders as the Clarisians. After permanent conflicts between European countries to distribute the black African wealth, it was in 1900 when the true colonization started with the grant of concessions to different companies. It was the time of the construction of the colony, and there were still very few Spaniards. Some had arrived years before, defeated by the loss of Cuba and the Philippines. The disaster of 98 made them focus once again on the African heart. Por la pérdida de Cuba y Filipinas. In 1968, during the Franco government in Spain, the country obtained its independence and it came to be ruled by dictator Francisco Macías Nguema, who was ousted in 1979 by his nephew and military counselor Theodore Obiang, who, since then, rules the country with an iron hand. He leads one of the most denounced international regimes because of the violation of human rights, a situation denied by Obiang despite the international questioning of his system proved by an interview held by radio and TV.
La publicación negativa.
I believe that the negative opinions expressed by the media about Guinea are simply layouts to give a wrong image of the country, because when a country is carrying out important programs and a positive progress, it has to face negative propaganda. There are neighborhoods and thieves everywhere in the world, but only the neighborhoods make the news and the negative side of it. And nobody can solve everything at the same time. At present, the Guinean community in Argentina is not quantified in official figures. They mostly come to pursue university or postgraduate studies in the country's main cities, such as Córdoba, Buenos Aires, or La Plata. There are also numerous cases of collaboration between civil associations from both countries, although they are kept hidden from the public eye. An iconic case is that of writer Cruz Melchor Ella Shama, a referent in the defense of human rights in his country and Argentina, with a May order in the degree of Knight Commander in 2014, as explained by former Foreign Minister Héctor Timerman.
Por su generosa solidaridad.
Because of his generous solidarity for amplifying the voice of human rights that both the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo and the Argentine people will never forget. There were those who at the international arena, and thanks to his participation, stood by others who denounced the barbarities carried out by the military dictatorship. In the decade of the 80s, he got in contact with grandmothers at a time where they were threatened not to even approach the Human Rights Committee at the United Nations. Thus, the international movement for the fraternal union of the races and the peoples delivered a speech on behalf of the grandmothers thanks to the negotiations of Cruz Melchor. Through the international movement for the fraternal union between races and peoples, a non-governmental organization where he worked and which owned consulting status before the United Nations, the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo could file a denunciation. And it was the first time the attitude allowed the exterminating policy carried out by the military be known by their own victims. And Cruz Melchor said,
"Me aparece las abuelas de Plaza de Mayo."
In Geneva, where I had gone on exile, I saw some women in white handkerchiefs on their heads, and I asked who they were. I was told, "Those are the nuts of Plaza de Mayo." And I said, "But if they are nuts, why are they in a mental institution?" And I was told, "Because they march to get to know where their disappeared children are." Then I decided to talk to the union and announce my solidarity with the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo.
Una
All Guinea that belong in the Viceroyalty of the River Plate still have a clear culture marked by the Hispanic inheritance and the Catholic tradition, and a memory of looting signaled by the great powers, those of before and these at present. So, RAE, the Argentine Radio to the World, presented Stories of the Bicentennial, Equatorial Guinea, the Argentine province in Africa. Production, Silvana Avellaneda. Technical Operation, Edition, Julián Carballo. RAE, Argentina to the World, reminds you that as from last April and every Friday, we've included a special broadcast in all our 8 languages to our listeners. Every Friday, in the 8 languages broadcast by RAE, Argentina to the World, we air our DX special, written by our friend and DXist Arnaldo Slang. And, as from May, RAE Argentina to the World broadcast the English programs on the short waves of WRMI Miami International Radio on the frequency of 9,395 kHz, 31 meters band, from Tuesdays through Saturdays, from 1 to 2 a.m. UTC time. The reception reports sent to us via electronic or regular mail will be confirmed by a numbered special QSL card.
Sábado a la noche, otra vez, sol y confundido, déjà vu. Escuché tu voz lejana y en silencio te corté. Un millón de veces te busqué entre los gemidos del placer y tal vez me diste todo, pero no lo supe dar. Dejaste en mí el sabor de ayer. No sé pedir lo que me hace bien. Sábado otra vez. Sábado a la noche otra vez. Música de fondo en la TV. Las pastillas en mi almohada y tu foto en la pared.
And these were the most important headlines today. Drug seizure at Russian embassy to Argentina leads to arrests. The Argentine biofuel chamber considered the American decision against the Argentine biodiesel absolutely arbitrary and illegal. Relatives of the AMIA victims requested the justice to call the Interpol former head Ronald Noval for investigation. And this way, friends, we've come to the end of today's English program here in RAI, Argentina to the World. Let me appreciate the collaboration of Gustavo Rios and the music that we've heard throughout the program. Arnaldo Schlein in the writing of this DX special that we put on the air every Friday. The writing of Silvana Avellaneda in a special about Equatorial Guinea that we have also heard. Marcelo Cruz, who accompanied us in the technical control today, and your host Miriam Turgula. All of us wishes you an excellent, excellent weekend. We promise we'll be here next Monday with more news and more specials for you. But for the time being, let's enjoy the two next coming days, which here in Buenos Aires, at least, will be with an excellent weather. Ciao.